Yes, we're about to take another call from the hall. And gee, am I psychic or what?
Roger, I want to ask you a question. Since you inspire me so much, I want to know what inspires you in life and how do you apply that to music? Because to me, you are and always will be Pink.
I couldn't have written it better myself. You mean other musicians who inspire me? The late John Lennon was one. Bob Dylan was another. And there are others. I don't know. Anybody who sticks to what he feels inside and does the right thing. Martin Luther King is another hero.
Yeah.
I think you're great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Caller number two.
I'm doing all right, man.
Great show so far. We're having a great time out here.
Thank you.
I have a question. Billy phoned in a communication earlier this evening that said that information is power.
Yeah.
And I've also heard that ignorance is bliss. And my question is, does that explain Ronald Reagan?
Yeah. You should be on stage. I think that might well explain it. But beneath your joke, there is a serious core, which is a great worry to me, as I'm sure it is to many of you. Funnily enough, there may well be a track on the new album called Amused to Death, which says something about how I feel about it.
Thank you for your question. Next caller, please. Speak right up.
Hi, Roger. I'm calling from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It's taken many years to get through to you, and I've finally done it, but I have to know something very, very important. I need to know, is it possible to have your pudding before you have your meat?
Yeah, man, if you want to eat your pudding.
All right, thank you.
Eat the pudding.
Call number four.
Roger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering, what is your greatest achievement that you think personally that you've done in music?
I have no idea. That's not for me to judge.
Okay, well, what's the thing you're most proud of, though?
This show tonight.
All right.
Right, yeah. With this band, We Happy Few, we band the brothers.
It's the last call.
Roger, hi, how you doing?
All right.
I was wondering, I was reading the recent Rolling Stone issue, and it said that you'd gone into the studio.
Speak up, please.
It said that you went into the studio to start recording a Radio Chaos 2, and I was wondering if you could tell anything at all about that, like what it's about or when it might be out.
Yeah, we went to Nassau for a month, the month of October, and cut 9 tracks, and a couple of them you'll hear tonight. In fact, the next one we do will probably be on it. The song Doreen Sings will be on it, and there are a whole bunch of other things that we've done that are all relate to the same area of in terms of the philosophy of Radio Chaos. So in a way, it's a sequel album. There was a lot of material that I couldn't cram onto the first album.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for your questions.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Roger. Good questions tonight, very good questions. You didn't waste the time, thank you very much. We're gonna continue now with the second half of Radio Chaos. But first, of course, a word from one of